Welcome to a new week. Right now, you have a clean slate. You have a clean blank sheet of paper that's waiting to be designed by you. What is your week going to look like? It's Monday, so right now is the time to be the architect of your week. What is it that you want to create in this week? What is it that you want to accomplish in this week? What is it that you have been neglecting from last week and weeks prior that you know now is the week that you must get it done? So take that blank sheet of paper, sit down, and design your week. Because in life, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And if you don't become that architect of your life, you will live a life by default. Meaning whatever comes your way is pretty much what you'll experience. But when you sit down with a clear mind and a clear sheet of paper and ask yourself the proper questions, you can determine what will occur not only today, tomorrow, but this week. And this is in the four quadrants. This is not urgent and important. It's important but not urgent. The other quadrants are urgent, not important, and not urgent, not important. So this is quadrant two type of stuff. Ideally, you'd want to do it Sunday evening, but if you haven't done it yet, sit down this morning, Monday morning, and design your week. And you will be amazed at how, when you take that time in the quadrant two area of not urgent but important, and sit down and become that architect of your future, how many of those things that you created actually become reality and what you experience. So become the architect of your week. This little bug's attacking me this morning. Become the architect of your week and make things happen. You know, create what it is that you want to accomplish in the three big areas, obviously, financially, physically, and in your relationships. But then you can go into even deeper things. There's the eight spokes, and I don't know if I'll get them all, but you have do a check-in on where you are in each of these areas on a scale of 1 to 10, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, socially, and there's a couple other ones I forgot, but check in on those and see how and where you may be in a lower, like on a 3 or 4 out of 10, and see if you want to incorporate some action items to bring that up this week. So make this week an awesome one, and more importantly, make today great.